So hii ni ya quick analysis of the protests zile zina happen leo Nairobi. And one of the things I can say is as a Kenyan, like seeing the images coming from the streets, you have to feel proud. Because one of the things imekuwa ikiaffect Kenya ni the middle class has always felt like they are beyond politics, like politics does not affect them. And to see the middle class like come up with a protest and they go then go out on the streets and protest, it's a beautiful thing to see. Like even like kuna ude moja ule waga saizi kwa internet namjua kabisa, I think anaitwa Hanifa. Hanifa like was one of the first people to be arrested like leo asubuhi, and this didn't stop people. Najua normally inakuwaga like when the government arrests people, what ends up happening is other people who are at home are like discouraged, ama they feel like there's no need to go to town because of that. But today you had a situation whereby even if you look at the ladies, you have a lady like Hanifa amekuwa arrested. Kuna ule de moja tunamjuaga na mastori za chipo anaitwa Beverlyn Kwamboka, she's been arrested. Kuna Njeri wa Migwi, the one who's soja ule anakuaga ule yuaga like against violence, domestic violence, basically that's what we know her for, but she's always also in the front line when it comes to like human rights na vitu kama hizo. And now the funny thing is even before we talk about ile kitu imekuwa ikihappen, because vile nimekwambia Demka Hanifa amearrestiwa, Jerry Wamigi amearrestiwa, nimecheki comedian, nimeanza na madem kwanza, nimecheki comedian kama Justin Wanda alikuwa kwa streets akaenda hapo amegongwa mkono na like a tear gas canister. Then you have even like podcasters are out there, man. Murugi Munyi, you go out there, she was hit, she was also arrested. And this just shows you what happens when the middle class gets involved. And another thing I need to point out is this is something that I always talk about. And the thing that we need to avoid as we go ahead as Kenyans is this thing where a few people let you believe that all politicians are the same. All politicians are not the same. And that's what we've noticed with this government. Like the president, Ruto, was the deputy president for Uhuru for 10 years, but some of the ideas he's come up with, even Uhuru place yuko ameshtuka, anashindwa hiyo hizi ni gani hiyo? Hizi ni gani? So inakuonyesha how different politicians are, and it's very important as individuals to note that politicians are super different. The minute someone tells you all these people are the same, what they want you to do is they don't want you to vote. Unajua? So umecheki vile nimekuwa nikisema, like for 2027, a few things that we need to do. We need to vote, number one. Does not matter, there's always someone better between the two. Alafu number two, we need to involve the younger people. And with the younger people, I keep telling them, don't let them call you youth, because when they call you youth, they're going to take you on some bullshit run. But now, the government was afraid of the protests, so the government decided to react mapema. So of course, kama kawaida, they're going to use the police. But as they use the police, right now they have an excuse, because they released like a whole list of things that they've changed. And this is very interesting, because the government creates a problem and then decides to solve the problem, and then in the process wanataka tubaki tumwasifu. Na hiyo ndio kitu mufaindigi interesting na Kenyan politicians. Like ni kama au expecting watu ni wajinga, watu ni wajinga, watu ni wajinga kabisa. Wacha nikuonyeshe like some of the things they've said. So they ati breaking news, the government drops contentious tax proposals from the finance bill. Ilikuwa on Citizen TV. Then wakasema 16% VAT on bread removed, excise duty on vegetable oil removed, VAT on transportation of sugar removed, 2.5% motor vehicle tax removed, eco levy on locally manufactured products removed, ITIMS receded from farmers and small businesses with a turnover of below 1 million shillings, excise duty imposed on imported table eggs, onions and potatoes to protect local farmers, no increase on mobile money transfer, VAT on financial services and foreign exchange transactions has also been removed. Alafu, threshold for VAT registration has been increased from 5 million to 8 million. This therefore means that small businesses will no longer need to be registered for VAT. Ukienda kwa Twitter yangu, utapata nimesema create a problem, then offer a solution, and then demand applause. This is what happens with this government. Unajua ile, like, wana create shida. Hii ni kama, we try to imagine, umechill tu kwa keja yako, alafu sikie mtu amenok, pap, 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 uende kwa mlango. Muzee ni aje, afu kwambie ni aje Buda, mi nataka kukojoa kwa mlango yako. Mwambie, Buda jo, sikojoe kwa mlango yangu, kukojoa kwa mlango yangu, utakosana. Afu kwambie ni aje, mi nitakojoa kwa mlango yako. because mimi nafanya kile nataka kufanya. Alafu mwambie Buddha atakosana. Alafu wewe uishie. Then around 4 ama 5 a.m. umelala Buddha jo umelala. Usikie kring kring uende ufungue mlango. Kipata ni ule msaiko nataka kujua kwa mlango wako afu sana kwambie ah Buddha. Yenyewe nimeenda nikafikiria wacha sita kujua kwa mlango wako. Sawa? Sema asante. Kwa like Buddha wewe ndio unataka kujua kwa mlango wangu. Mimi nasema asante kwa nini? Hii ni shida haikuwa. So these problems were not there. So for the government to create the problem, alafu ikuje itake tuisifu, that's a problem. But back to the protesters. Like this is has been one of the most beautiful thing I've seen. Like nishabonga jo madem. Nikonta kwanza na madem ndio one how powerful this thing is. But if you even to go to men, ukona like artists like akina Charisma, nimewa check out there. Unapata like even twips kama akina Crazy Nairobian wako out there. Na ina kuonyesha kitu fulani David D alikuwa anaongea mbaya kabisa kwa internet. Kwa alikuwa anasema, "Ah, si wako kwa internet. You just talk on the internet. You do nothing on ground." But the protests for today have been 100% social media mobilized. 100% social media mobilized. And it's crazy. Like waso wamejaa. Alafu makara wa Kenya kama kawaida, they bring violence. And this is the thing that I've always said. Like, nimekuwa consistent na historia. The police are the ones who bring violence to protest. I've been saying this since day one. Kuna wasu usamaga, ni protesters, ni nini. Kwa zotu utaka kublame opposition in quotes. But today umecheki. Like, very peaceful protesters. Wasona tembetuna plakat zao. Wakiwika wika. What happens? The police, tear gas canisters zinarushwa. Water cannons zinarushwa. Kuna journalist flani wa Standard Group. Amekuwa arrested around parliament. Wakaanza kuenda na yeye, alafu when they heard people saying he's a journalist, makara wakachukua wakamrusha from a moving vehicle. So this is the sort of people that you're dealing with, you know. And the police in Kenya, of course, they can be our friends. But when it comes to protest, they are normally the ones who bring violence. And talking of this protest also, another interesting thing to see today was just seeing the president standing next to Rigathi Gachagua, kumbuka vile wamekuwa kileta na juu, and then you have the likes of I think obviously it was Kuria Kemani, alafu na Kemani Ichung'wah, reading this new thing of where we've decided to take away these taxes, and the president is there looking like a politician. Like, you are the president of the Republic of Kenya, you are not the UDA chairman. It's time to stay away from UDA. Kuwa hapo kuwa presidential. That press conference was, first of all, it was beneath you. And apart from the press conference being beneath you, it's very sad that you impose these taxes. You've not created any jobs. You've not una shindo kibonga juya creating jobs through the housing, whatever. But people are saying, like, there's enough money in Kenya, but money is being lost in corruption. And talking of corruption, this brings me to, there was a certain debate yesterday that had been organized by, it was a Twitter space. It had been organized by Kibe. And I remember Kibe had invited a few people and someone had proposed like, hey, Mwafrika needs to join this thing. And the good thing is they never invited me, and because I don't think I'd have been comfortable in that space. I remember I decided to listen to it. Na nikaisikiza just for a few minutes. And nakunga nikisikiza Boni. I think nilingiaka Boni anabonga. So Boni amebonga, akabonga. Alafu Ike Watson decided to counter him. And it was one of those wow moments. Because, I don't know, I think the modus operandi ya Ike Watson is to try and be like a version of Andrew Kibe. And by that, what I mean is, it's just to go against the grain. It's not about what the grain is. It's, since everyone is thinking like this, I'm going to think different. And with this situation, since all Kenyans have come out and rejected the finance bill, I need to sound like I'm different from all the Kenyans, so I'm going to go against it. And this is a very, I don't know how to call it, sort of reasoning. It's the sort of reasoning that ends up making someone like that clash with me, because I've never reasoned like that. Like, I'm not a religious person, but I'm not religious because at everyone else is religious. I'm not religious because it does not make sense to me. Acheki. But this thing of, since everyone is reasoning like this, I need to reason like this. So Boni brought up something like the way right now you can see the Kenya Kwanza politicians are busy wearing expensive watches and expensive shoes and expensive what. Ike Watson counters him by saying, this guy has worked hard, he deserves these things, he deserves, yes, he deserves them, but why wasn't he wearing them before He was a cabinet secretary. That's what we are asking. Like jana, Sudi went to fundraiser and he donated 20 million shillings. 20 million shillings. Ask yourself, where is this money coming from? 20 million shillings. One of the highest paid people in Kenya, the CEO of Safaricom. Have you ever heard he's donated 20 million shillings somewhere? That's how much 20 million shillings is. When a politician donates 20 million shillings, this is taxpayers' money. This is taxpayers' money that has left and then now it's coming back. So he sits mechukua yote iko kwa nyumba, wacha niwapatie kidogo alafu mnisifu. So that's what happened. So I remember listening to that space and I was like, I've been saying this, but watu walisema mimi ni player hater. Like when I said some of these things are not well thought out. It's just stupidity branded and packaged in such a whatever package that the masses can be able to just regurgitate it, and it's nonsense. Now, back to the adults, because that was some kiddie shit. And still talking of that Twitter space, another person who was involved in that Twitter space, the best young one, it was Gaitho. And with Gaitho, I also disagree with him, because, okay, Gaitho left the space when he felt like it was no longer about the finance bill. It was just about now saying the way the government officials need to enjoy their money. But Gaitho was also fighting Boni, and this did not make sense to me. So everyone says Boni is paid to do this protest. But the question is, who would pay you to risk your life? Like, that has never made sense to me. Like, who would pay you to risk your life? Like, the Kenya police don't care you've been paid. And that's every policeman ameenda kambwa, umse amelipwa. But this guy has been beaten up, taken to hospital. He's been shot very close range na a tear gas canister that nearly, unajua, killed him. So you can't say these things. And this is where we lose the bigger picture. When you have people on the same side, like Gaitho na Boni wako on the same side. But since Gaitho hapendi Boni on a personal level, and I decide sasa, and this is where we end up losing the plot. And because with your story of Boni, is he maybe rich or is he wealthy? Yes, he is. But he also published a book. He was also a journalist. He's also a world-respected photojournalist. So is he supposed to be poor so that we can accept him and accept his message? Another thing ilenicheki Gaitho akisema, which I did not agree with, was Boni was bought by Uhuru. Is this the same Boni who's on record on TV akiita Mama Ngina mwizi? Ama there's a different Boni. Which Boni are we talking about? Like on national television. I remember when I watched that clip, I was like, umsata toka hii place akiwa live. This is the same Boni who was taken to court by the present president. And when he was a DP, alimpeleka kotini for defamation, for calling him a rap mashamba and all that, and calling him a thief. What happened to that case? That case was dropped. This is that Boni we are talking about. Like, let's be serious, man. Historia, you don't like someone, and then you decide to just say all these nasty things about them. It's nini. Alafu nasema, when you're on the same side, like I Gaitho na Boni, it ends up looking like Gaitho has been paid to fight Boni and make sure the whole protest does not happen. Of course, I don't know. I know Gaitho has not been paid, but I'm just saying that's how it ends up looking, and we lose the plot. But now, back to the protest. So this protest, as I was saying, like I've seen, the middle class has showed up. Now, if the middle class may show up, this is very good, and things are really boiling, and people are ready for 2027. Because I think one of the things we have to thank the president for is, for once, the president has shown people the power of voting. Like, you know, like how different presidents can be. Like we've seen, I think when Moi came and left power and then Kibaki came in, we saw the difference in presidents. Like roads were being built, all of a sudden people could import cars, blah, 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 blah. The economy started going up. Then vile Uhuru alikuja, Uhuru maintained a lot of stuff that Kibaki was doing. Then he avoided increasing taxes, but in the process, the plunder of public resources was more during Uhuru's time. Because it was there during Kibaki's time. Kumbuka siku za kina Murungaru, kulikuwa na hizo ma scandal kibao zilikuwa. But time ya Uhuru is like the scandals became bigger. Unajua Eurobond, Kimwarer, like zilikuwa very big. But what he did is he maintained the taxes ile level ya Kibaki, so we never felt them. Then Ruto came in, and Ruto was like, Eko nene, I'm going to increase taxes, na mtadu, I own the legislature. Because right now, the country that we live in, if you had to ask me, I think we have one arm of government. and that arm is the executive, and the executive has swallowed the legislative and also the judiciary, like imezik swallow zote, so they all speak in one voice, and that's a very dangerous way of things happening. So the bill is still being read. Wataenda po wamei remix, wametoa vitu kadhaa hapa na pale, but I still expect it to pass with those two vitu zile wametupatia. But kuna ile moja ile hawajatoa, the Data Protection Act, where they want KRA to be looking at your balances za M-Pesa and then telling you how much you need to pay tax. But we all know we've sent money to people and money has been sent to us that has nothing to do with us. Ni aje buda, uko wapi? Usikina taka unilete ile nini? Sinikurushie dola alafu uchukue ukuje nayo. Sawa, nachukua. Hiyo pesa itakuwa taxable. You see, so this is the nonsense that we are talking about. And but the best thing about the protest today, like anything ile naweza sema, like for anywhere, any Kenyan anywhere, is we've seen the middle class get involved. And when the middle class gets involved, the country is going to change. Because this is when the government is going to know that hii time ya kudanganya watu, that this affects this. Because we've seen even what akina Karen Nyamo have been talking. Umetiki vile wamekuwa wakiambia wase, yeah, yeah, ikuhusu, hii inahusu tu hawa. When, alafu mbeleni, like the middle class in Kenya to come to kambiwa, protests are for the poor. So for a very long time, tuko tunachaga the poor to protest. But right now we are getting involved. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And I've seen, even like when you go online, you'll see like celebrities have, wameandika kila pahali. Even some people have been attacked for no reason. Nchikoseka dhawa na attack Butita, because Butita liandika Article 37. Article 37 yule inakupatia the right to protest. And he said that just because he went with the president, nini haimanishi he does not believe in the same things that we all believe in. Nilichekipia Jackie Vicky alibaki ameshare the poster. Alafu of course mtu wangu wa nguvu, Rapture the Scientist, always in the front line. Najua fighting for these things. So sisi wote tuko out there tukisema reject the finance bill. And saizi tunaanza kuona the power of online. Wase kama David Ndi, wale wako nasema online has no power, saizi wameona. The parliament is surrounded with the police. The police are throwing tear gas everywhere. Hata mse kama Ian alikuwa nafaa kuja hivi, ameshindwa kuingia tao. Because that's how much online social media has power. Like the on the ground, social media may affect. So history ya kuambia wase wa social media that you're doing nothing, you mean nothing, whatever, that's bullcrap. Right now we've seen the power of social media. But one thing nataka nikimalizia story kuambia waseni, do not accept for them to tell you that all politicians are the same. This is what they use to make sure that you don't vote. And this is the power that they have on you. Because the minute that you vote, the minute that you know, because with Kenya politics, what I've come to know, it's all about margins. If the margin of vote is very small, it's easier to manipulate. If it's super huge, it's very hard to manipulate. So anyone would want to keep the margin pale, because you have the radicalized voters, the ones who will always vote. Come rain, come shine. Alafu, you have the other ones who vote depending on one or two, three things. And those are the people that need to be convinced to vote. And those are the ones, if you tell them that all politicians are the same, they stay at home. And that helps the people who want to maintain the status quo. But we need to reach a level where people come out and people vote. And I'm really hoping that that continues. And I'm really hoping that the middle class gets involved. And apart from getting involved, I'm really hoping that the day wametuambia it's time to register new voters, that the middle class will be involved in asking people to come out and take voters' cards. And on the voting day, I'm hoping that was what atokea, because it's time to tell the politicians that the power belongs to the people, and you cannot just come up with taxes and do all these things. Like politicians still get sitting allowances. Unapataje sitting allowance for doing your job? Nacheki. Like we're still repairing the DP's house. Even after wakosane na president, we're still using 600 million to repair his house. Not building from scratch, repair his house. Yes? How old are Rigathi's kids? Yes? How old are Rigathi's kids? Let's ask ourselves. They're adults. Why does he need a permanent, like a residence yake? Does it need to be more than a 3-bedroomed house, if you're to be honest? Don't forget that the Chancellor of Germany lives in an apartment. Okay, the former Chancellor, that's Angela Merkel, used to live in an apartment. Hama still lives in an apartment. Germany is how many times richer than Kenya? We have to be serious, man. These things start with such little things, taking the money we are spending seriously. So yeah, As they said, the revolution will not be televised, but it's going to be telephoned and it's going to be recorded on phones. What I've seen today has been very impressive. And now we wait to see what the politicians do. As usual, expect more violence from the government, because that's what governments do. And this has been very consistent. Like, from I was not there during Nani's time, Kenyatta's time, but I've seen the images. I was there during Moi's time. Moi was very violent with protesters. Kibaki was very violent with protesters. Osewaga wana sanitize Kibaki. Uhuru was very violent with protesters. And now Ruto is very violent with protesters. But we are going to see. Maybe one day we'll have someone who will just respect the right for people to protest. Because don't forget, it's the police that bring violence to protests. The minute the police do nothing, they are very peaceful. Kumbuka majuzi, kulikuwa na the protest ya against gender violence. And it's the same middle class that was protesting. The police just provided security. Was there any violence? No. It's the police that bring violence to protest. And it's good that a lot of people are starting to see that. But yes, tutaendelea kufuatilia hii story na kukuchanua kile kina happen. But mimi nimebambika kabisa. And I feel like a new Kenya is on the horizon. Sinijua, a new Kenya. Na yona, inakuja tu pole pole, pole pole. And the revolution itakuwa social medialized. Najua, social media imekuwa very powerful. Mainstream media imekuwa ikipushio narrative yati, oh, gava imefanya kila kitu wasa wanataka. Social media wasa wako zi. Gava ijafanya nini? Gava inatry kusolve problems ile imecreate. Bisa wa system ya facts, mse kama Itumbi saizi kuna vila mejificha. Na shindwa ni nini? Wacha nionekilia na anaandika. Cause aso ni bambaga sana. You create a problem, you bring a solution, and then unataka sasa tukupigia makofi. So kama saizi wako like, oh, the government has had. Oh, tumetoa the contentious bills. Oh, blah, 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 blah. As I said, bread will not attract VAT. Hii sasa aliandika system ya facts. So now we are supposed to be there like, yes, yes. Lakini sisi tunasemaga kwenda huko, iko nene.